We're doing brachot. We're up to Yudbet Amud Aleph, the two dots, about 8 lines on the bottom. I'm Rabbi Bar Chinina, Saba Mishmei de Rav. Rabbi Bar Chinina, the elder, said the name of Rav. Kol shelo amar met v'yatziv shachit emet v'emuna arvit lo yitzai de chovato. Whoever did not say emet v'yatziv in the morning and emet v'emuna at night has not fulfilled his obligation. Which obligation? Dichtiv shenemaz. The pasuk says lagid baboker chastecha. A person should recount God's kindness in the morning. V'emunatcha balelot, and our faith in you at night. And that's what we're saying really in the emet v'yatziv and the emet v'emuna. Emet v'yatziv is all about God's kindness, how he took our forefathers out of Mitzrayim, split the sea for them, brought them through it. Emet v'emuna speaks about the future, how we hope that Hashem will fulfill his promise. We're standing in anticipation and the faith that Hashem will redeem us from the kings and give us life and let us overcome our enemies. All these consistent miracles. So that's the emunah that we speak about at night in emet v'emunah. So those are two blessings. Another quote. In prayer, a person bows in the word Baruch. He bows his knees and back. And when he straightens out, Zokef Bashem. He says, Baruch Ata Hashem, in the beginning of Shemona Esrei. He says, Baruch, he bows. Modim, he bows. Baruch, in the end of Shemona Esrei, he bows. And he straightens himself out when he mentions Hashem's name. Hashem Zokef Kufim. Hashem is the one that gives straightens people out. Amar Shmuel, my time and the Rav, Dichtiv Hashem Zokef Kufim. The logic of Rav, says Shmuel, is because the verse says that Hashem straightens those that are bent. So that's where we straighten ourselves out. Meitive, the Gemara asks, Mipnei Shminichatu. It seems to say that before Hashem's name, one bows in subservience. So the Talmud answers, Miktiv Bishmi, Mipnei Shmi. It doesn't say when you mention God's name. It says out of reverence for God's name. So when we mention his name, we indicate that he's the one that straightens people's out. It's true that out of reverence for God's name, people do bow. But that's not the concept here. Amar le Shmuel lechia barav. Baruyan. Tav eim elach milte malit adam aravu. He said to him, come, let me tell you. Baruyan means ben Torah. Come, let me tell you a great thing that your father said. Hachi amar aravu. This is what your father said. Kshu korah korah bebaruch, kshu zukef zukef Hashem. He bows when he says baruch. He straightens out when he says Hashem's name. When he'd bow, like a stick. When you hit with a stick, it goes straight down. So in one shot, the knees and the back go down. He bows. But when he straightens out like a snake. And here there's a big machlok Rishonim. What does that mean? Rashi learns it means he straightens out his head first, just like a snake coils its way up with the head first. That's how a person straightens out from the Shmona, from bowing. And others learn differently. Another quote like this: all year long, that's the way we say the blessing. And aseres yemei tshuva, Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, shemitpalel haMelech haKadosh, we say in the blessing instead of haKel haKadosh, we say haMelech haKadosh and haMelech haMishpat. Rabbi Elazar amar, afilu amar haKel haKadosh yatzah. Even if he said HaKel HaKadosh, he says he was Yotze Shneimar, Vayigba Hashem Tzvakot Bamishpat, Vakel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitzdaka. In the Pasuk, when it describes Hashem's Mishpat, Hashem's judgment, which is the theme of those days, it's still called HaKel HaKadosh. So you see that HaKel HaKadosh is also a term that's used with Hashem's judgment. Eimatai Vayigba Hashem Tzvakot Bamishpat, when is this Pasuk talking about Hashem's judgment? Eilu Asayimim Shem Rosh Hashanah Vad Yom Kippurim. It's talking about these 10 days, v'kamar HaKel HaKadosh. And nonetheless, the Pasuk does refer to Hashem as HaKel HaKadosh. Mayav ve'alah. The Gemara says, okay, so what's the bottom line? Amar Rav Yosef, HaKel HaKadosh, u'melech ha'ev tzedakah u'mishpat. Rav Yosef ruled like Rabbi Elazar. Rabba Amar, and Rabba ruled, HaMelech HaKadosh, v'HaMelech HaMishpat, v'Hilchita k'Rabba. And the Gemara says, bottom line, Allah is like Rabba. You have to say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. And here the Talmud doesn't discuss the other additions that we say in our Shmona Esrei. Tosus brings it in. Zochreinu and Michamocha, K'tov L'Chaim, B'Sefer Chaim, Tosus brings a discussion, do we bring a person back if he missed them or not? We paskin that you don't go back for those additions because those are not mentioned in the Talmud. HaMelech HaKadosh, one repeats Shmon answering for, and HaMelech HaMishpat, we say, being that he mentioned Melech, Melech Oiv Tzedakah U'Mishpat, so we Ashkenazim at least, we don't go back for HaMelech HaMishpat.